Let us pray. Speak to us, O Lord. Remove from our thoughts all distractions which would hinder us from hearing a word from you today. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, the first 3 verses. Hear now the word of God. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him. For we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. All of us want to be a part of something, don't we? Don't we want to feel like we belong? That we have a group around us? We want to be an integral part of a family? That we are appreciated for who we are, don't we? Back in when I was a child, and growing up in a small town, and everybody needs to have the honor and privilege that I had growing up in a town of 6,000-7,000 people. To think that my parents let me do this is strange, but when I was in the first grade or second grade, somewhere in there, I could tell my mother, "Mom, I'm going around the corner to the Lar Jones to play," which was a school. It was probably from here to the corner of North Peachtree and Tillymill. Not very far at all. And I would walk around the block, and I would go. My brother and I, we would go and play. And there was a group of people, kids from first, second grade, all the way up to seventh and eighth grade, who would meet over there occasionally in the playground, and we would play. They had a baseball field and some basketball courts. But in the spring and summer, we would make our way there, and if it got enough big enough crowd, somebody would usually say, "Let's play some baseball." And then the next thing you say, "Well, I don't have a bat, I don't have a glove, I don't." And we would disperse and run home and get the bats and the balls. We didn't have uniforms. We didn't even wear shoes. We were just going to get the stuff to come back together to play baseball. And what always happened is the two oldest or the best two athletes would choose up teams. Now, I always wanted it when I was really young. I wanted just the right number of people to be there. Just enough people so that I would be included. Because if they had too many people, I was relegated to being the bat boy or going to get the foul ball that went over the fence or that sort of thing. Everybody wanted to be included. But at second and third grade, I was always the last one chosen. And when it came time to go out into the field, I was always relegated to right field because nobody hit it to right field because there was no such thing as a left-handed batter in Thompson. You just didn't have left-handed people to play baseball. And so I would be stuck out in right field. I was included, but just barely. And then we would come in to bat, and I wasn't the ninth batter. I was how many people who were on the team, I was the last one of those. So if we had 5 people on a team, I was the 5th batter. If it was 6, I was the 6th batter. And it never fails when you're that age. And when I grew up, you get 2 strikes on you, somebody's going to take your last strike. And the leader, he would come and say, "I'm taking your last strike. But you get to run the bases if I hit it." And so I got to run bases because he would get a hit. I was included, but I wasn't really included. I really wanted to be included more. But I kept sticking around, and eventually I became one of the better players 5 or 6 years later. And I got to choose the teams. And I got to say to the second grader, "I'm taking your last strike." You see, I think we included people when we got older because we could remember somebody included us when we were smaller. We all want to be a part of being wanted and together. And that's something that's been difficult over this time, these 7.5+ months. The isolation, even though we're part of something, not being able to see people. It has been a wonderful thing these past 2 weeks seeing you here in this place. It's been lonely looking at Alan for 7 months. It's hard to only see people via Zoom. It's great to be able to see your eyes and to imagine the smiles on your faces, even though I can't tell that you are. But these are troubled times. We want to be included, but we're often isolated. We want to be included, and yet there are stresses in our life that cause us to not know that we're included, that we're wanted. It's all over the place. At work, new pressures, getting used to working at home versus not working at home. Am I going to have a job? If they shut everything down, am I going to be able to continue to work? And there are people who worry about that every single day. They worry, am I going to be wanted in the world? And then I also know that there are stresses going on that are just bubbling to the top, and things that used to be bad are actually worse because of the stress. People, families and parents with children trying to go to school virtually, and the struggle that that is, all the way up, even to college age and beyond, it is difficult. And so in the midst of this stress, we put people down as well. We struggle. And then you put the political things in the mix. We have people that we cannot have a conversation with. There are people who are on one political side and you're on the other, and you can't have a conversation and bring up anything because it has the propensity and the probability that it'll start spiraling down into an argument. Doesn't it? You certainly can't watch TV without doing that. We pick sides. Then there's differences of opinions about a pandemic. And then we haven't even gotten into the church about the postponement of General Conference in the Methodist Church. There are so many things that want to separate us and divide us. And so what do? We isolate. We circle our wagons with like-minded people. We kind of communicate, but only superficially with people who don't agree with us. And we're no longer a part of the family of God. We have isolated ourselves from one another. And then there's the stresses where people make us feel like we are less than significant, less than whole. We're put down to the point where we don't know if our life matters. There's tremendous, tremendous stress and pressure. Several months ago, I was watching an interview, strangely enough, a weird interview, because Matthew McConaughey was interviewing Dr. Fauci. How could you put those two people together? But that's what it was. It was Matthew McConaughey interviewing Dr. Fauci. And he was trying to ask questions, and Dr. Fauci, to the end of it, he said, is it a scientific question answer, or is it an economic question? He said, oh, there's so many more things than that. He said, because you can shut down the country. This is Dr. Fauci. You can shut down the country, and you'll have more people die than you would have if you opened it up. Because we've had more suicides. We've had people who have put aside going to the doctor because they don't want to get COVID, and yet they need to go to a doctor, and they die because of something they did not attend to. Mental illness is on the rise. Stress is on the rise. There are a lot of different layers to this issue, and yet we separate ourselves. Some of us don't feel like we're worthy of things. And so how do we hear the good news in the midst of this? See, I'm going to say, I think we need to turn to the Bible. Because you see, no matter what anybody says to you to put you down, turn to the Word of God. And we read in Genesis 1:27 these words. So God created man and woman in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. We were created by God in his image. And regardless of what anybody has ever told you about, you're not worthy, you're not worth anything, you're so bad, you're good at it, all those kinds of things. You were created in the image of God, and God don't make no junk. Remember that. Sometimes we feel insignificant, and we think in the whole universe, we are just a speck. And I don't know about you, but if you start listening to watch some of those pictures from outer space, things that comets and stars that we wouldn't have seen 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you get smaller and smaller every time they discover another galaxy or another star that's so much bigger than our star and all that stuff. It's easy to feel insignificant. But the psalmist writes in Psalm 8, 3 through 5, "When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor." The one who created all of the universe has elevated you and me. We are significant. We matter in the whole scheme of things. We matter in the midst of division and isolation. You matter. Say, I matter. I matter. Never forget, you matter. You matter to each other and you matter to God, and that's important for us to know. The other thing we need to know is regardless of that we matter, we also are loved by God. For God so loved the world, as you and me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Someone said it a long time ago, and I believe it with all that I am. If you were the only person who ever lived, Jesus still loves you enough to die for you. That's love. 1 John 3 affirms all of this, and God adopts us into his family. God has provided a way for us to be in his family from the very beginning of time. He's provided a way if we believe. We are family. We're part of something bigger. And not only as being a part of the family of God, we not only matter to God, we need to matter to each other. And everybody around us needs to matter to you. We really do. John Donne, an English poet who lived in the 16th and 17th centuries, wrote this poem, "No Man is an Island." Y'all heard that? Y'all heard this? No. It's been translated in different English versions, I would say. There's also been a book and a movie. It's been translated. I like Joan Baez's version of it. This is the way she translates it and sings it. "No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me, and each man's grief my own. We need one another, so I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend. I saw people gather. I heard the music start. The song that they were singing was ringing in my heart." There is a connection. We all want to belong, and we all want to be a part of something bigger than us, and that's what the body of Christ offers to us. That's what God offers to us. Not only do we matter to God, we need to matter to each other. May we all hear and know that life was meant to be lived in community within the family of God. And God is a God who does not want us to be an island. Jesus said in the upper room, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." And he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. And I go there to build a place, to provide a place for you. And if I go there, I will come back and get you, to carry you so that you may be where I am too." Some of our friends, some of our family, some of the saints of Kingswood, some of the saints and brothers and sisters in Christ have gone on to that place that Christ has already prepared for them. And a place is he prayed for us. We are meant to be in community on this earth and in this life and also in the life to come. We praise God that Jesus has prepared a place for us, for all of us. Let us pray. Lord God, on this All Saints Sunday, we thank you and we praise you that we can live together in a community of faith. May each of us matter to one another, not just those within this body, not just in this fellowship, not just in this church, but in your world. May we look at one another, all the one another's, as brothers and sisters, brought together, connected by you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.